News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Decks have been cleared for the chiefs of CBI and the Enforcement Directorate to stay on their posts for 3 more years after the end of their tenure. The government issued a notification to the effect after amending Rule 56D of Fundamental Rules 1922, making the 2 high-profile posts eligible for tenure extension. As per the existing rule, the Defence Secretary, Home Secretary, Director of the Intelligence Bureau and RAW Secretary are eligible for 2-year extension. The Defence Secretary and Home Secretary are allowed 3 months more over and above the 2-year extension. Bureaucrats who handle key posts, however, say that such extensions would increase backlog, forcing sections of officers to retire without getting a shot at top-level posts. An official told News 18 that the permanent executive structure is already facing backlogs due to additional charges given to a set of officers in public interest, and this step would further enhance the issue of succession and promotion, the official said. A senior bureaucrat serving currently agreed, "There is already massive backlog and bureaucrats after serving for 30 to 35 years are forced to retire without holding top posts even when there are vacancies. Extension to officers would eliminate chances of multiple batches, increasing issues of succession and promotion," the bureaucrat told News 18. Officials, however, point out that the practice is not new and has been done by all governments, with instances of CBI chiefs serving for more than the mandated 2 years. M.G. Khatre headed the CBI for 4.5 years from 1985 to 1989. K.V.R. Rao also served as CBI director from 1993 to 1996. "This is not a new thing the bureaucracy is facing. It has been done earlier as well in all positions. There have been directors who served more than 2 years in the CBI earlier as well. I don't think it is something new which has been done by the government, except putting it on paper now," N.R. Vasan, former Special Director CBI and former Special DG NIA, told News 18. Asked whether it would lead to committed bureaucracy, Vasan said, "Certainly, committed bureaucracy would be an issue. Many of them would be committed to the political class, but not all of them." Other voices say the move would dent the bureaucratic structure, making civil services irrelevant. "In my view, civil services are becoming irrelevant. It is better to pick people just like that. Career aspirations that newly joined civil servants have or used to have will be gone. Top posts are always handpicked. No one can claim it is right. It is completely upon the government whom to pick," Jyotirmay Chakravarti, former special DG who took voluntary retirement, told News 18. Another senior bureaucrat said the rules may not be good for career bureaucrats as it will dim the chances of promotion to these offices, but it will allow the government to retain the officer they would have chosen for the position for additional years, which works for it, the official said. A former DOPT secretary told News 18 that the move seems to be an effort to regularize the ad hoc extensions given to heads of the important offices, and a second notification should ideally follow. Several of the past extension orders were given on the basis of past executive orders in the absence of specific rules, the former bureaucrat said, without naming specific appointments. But after one such case was challenged, the amended rules seemed to be an effort from the government's side to regularize them, he said. Another legal order should follow on the 2 ordinances, allowing the centre to extend the tenures of the directors of the Central Bureau of Investigation and the Enforcement Directorate from 2 years to up to 5 years, the officer said. Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla, IB Director Arvind Kumar and RAW Chief Samant Goyal have been granted extensions in service. Defence Secretary Ajay Kumar's 2-year tenure has ended, but he may benefit from the recent change in rules. Similarly, Enforcement Directorate Chief Sanjay Mishra, who had received an extension, may also benefit from the recent order, though the Supreme Court had asked the government not to give further extensions to the ED chief. Boeing and Akasa Air, a brand of SNV Aviation, has announced that the new Indian carrier has ordered 72 Boeing 737 MAX airplanes to build its fleet, valued at nearly $9 billion at list prices. Akasa Air's order includes 2 variants from the 737 MAX family, the 737-8 and the high capacity 737-8-200, providing the lowest seat mile costs for a single aisle airplane, as well as high dispatch, reliability, and an enhanced passenger experience. The 737 MAX will ensure Akasa Air has a competitive edge in its dynamic home market. At the 2021 Dubai Air Show, Akasa Air CEO Vinay Dubey said, "We are delighted to partner with Boeing for our first airplane order and thank them for their trust and confidence in Akasa Air's business plan and leadership team. We believe that the new 737 MAX airplane will support our aim of running not just a cost-efficient, reliable and affordable airline, but also an environmentally friendly company with the youngest and greenest fleet in the Indian skies." Dubey added, "India is one of the fastest growing aviation markets in the world with unparalleled potential. We are already witnessing a strong recovery in air travel, and we see decades of growth ahead of us. Akasa Air's core purpose is to help power India's growth engine and democratize air travel by creating an inclusive environment for all Indians, regardless of their socio-economic or cultural backgrounds. We are honored that Akasa Air, an innovative airline focused on customer experience and environmental sustainability, has placed its trust in the 737 family to drive affordable passenger service in one of the world's fastest growing aviation regions," said Stan Deal, Boeing Commercial Airplanes president and CEO. "The 737 MAX, with its optimized performance, flexibility and capability, is the perfect airplane to establish Akasa Air in the Indian market and ensure it effectively grows its network." As per Boeing, the Boeing 737 MAX family delivers superior efficiency, flexibility and reliability while reducing fuel use and carbon emissions by at least 14% compared to airplanes it replaces, according to Boeing's 2021 Commercial Market Outlook forecast. India's growing economy and expanding middle class will fuel strong demand for commercial flights, driving the need for more than 2,200 new airplanes in South Asia, valued at nearly $320 billion over the next 20 years. At least six people, including four relatives of Sushant Singh Rajput, the late Bollywood actor, died in a brutal car accident on Tuesday morning in Bihar's Lakhisarai. The Sumo Victor car carrying 10 people collided with a truck, leading to the death of six people on the spot and severe injuries to four others. The deceased were residents of the Jamui district of Bihar. According to reports, Sushant Singh Rajput's brother-in-law and IPS officer Om Prakash Singh's four relatives were killed in the accident. The family was returning home after performing the last rites of Om Prakash Singh's sister in Patna. The six deceased were residents of Bandra village under the Khaira police station area of Jamui district. The local police reached the spot after receiving the information. A total of 10 people, including IPS officer Om Prakash Singh's two sons and a daughter, were travelling in the Sumo Victor car which met with the accident near Pipra in Sheikhpura Road. The spot where the accident took place falls under the jurisdiction of the Halsi police station in the Lakhisarai district. While six people died on the spot, four were seriously injured. Two injured have been referred to Jamui, while two others have been sent to Patna Hospital. The six who lost their lives in the accident have been identified as Laljeet Singh, Nimani Singh, Ramchandra Singh, Baby Singh, Anita Singh and Pritam Singh. The injured referred to hospitals in Patna and Jamui are Johandi residents Balmukund Singh and Dilkhush Singh. Bollywood actor Sushant Singh Rajput was found hanging at his Bandra residence in Mumbai on June 14 last year. The International Olympic Committee said on Tuesday that no athlete should be excluded from competition on the grounds of a perceived unfair advantage due to their gender, as it released a new framework on transgender inclusion. The governing body, however, added that it was not in a position to issue regulations that define eligibility criteria for every sport, leaving it up to federations to determine if an athlete was at a disproportionate advantage. "The framework is not legally binding. What we are offering to all the international federations is our expertise and a dialogue rather than jumping to a conclusion," said IOC Director of the Athletes Department, Kevin Mehrabi. "This is a process that we have to go through with each federation on a case-by-case basis and see what is required." The 10-point document, which was prepared over the course of 2 years in consultation with more than 250 athletes and other stakeholders, will be rolled out after the Beijing Winter Games next year, replacing the guidelines issued in 2015. The new framework also moves away from the old policy that said transgender athletes would be allowed to compete provided their testosterone levels were below a certain limit for at least 12 months before their first competition. You don't need to use testosterone to decide who can compete at all. But this is guidance, it is not an absolute rule, said IOC Medical Director Richard Budgett. The new framework comes just months after New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard in Tokyo became the first transgender athlete to compete at the Olympics Games. The IOC also said sex testing and invasive physical examinations used to verify an athlete's gender were disrespectful and potentially harmful. We really want to make sure that athletes are not pressured or coerced into making a harmful decision about their bodies, said Magali Martovits, IOC head of human rights. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.